Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a poll of consumers in the Jacksonville and Northeast Florida area about issues related to the water service for your household. To begin, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Am I what?
Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And first, how would you rate the overall job that JEA does providing services to your home? Do you rate them as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you very much. And does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. Now, next, please, please rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it as either positive, as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative on each of the following. The cost you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and removing the water, the used water. How would you rate them on that?
They're all fine. No problem with them.
So would you rate them as very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is being responsive to customers when they have complaints, problems, or service outages.
No, all that's fine.
So would you rate them as very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is, can be trusted to provide clean, safe drinking water.
What?
Can be trusted to provide clean, safe drinking water.
Yes, I haven't had any problem with that.
So would you rate them as very positive or somewhat positive?
Yeah, very positive.
Thank you. What about providing reliable service? How would you rate that?
Very positive.
Being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water so it is recycled safely.
Say that again.
Being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water so it is recycled safely.
Well, I don't understand my question there.
Oh, okay. That's fine. The next one is operating this water service in an environmentally responsible way. How would you rate that?
Very good.
Very positive. And the quality of water for drinking?
Yeah, very good.
Can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way that is safe for humans and the environment?
Yes.
Is it very positive or somewhat positive?
It was positive.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate the JEA for the overall job they do providing your home's electricity? Would you rate them as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
And how would you rate the JEA's electric service on each of the following? And we're going to use the same scale, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one is the cost you pay for electricity given all it provides to your household.
Very good.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Positive, yeah.
Okay. Providing reliable service.
Positive.
Is it very or just somewhat?
No, it's very.
And what about generating the electric power in an environmentally responsible way?
Well, I don't have any problem with that, so I guess it's positive.
Very positive or just somewhat?
Very positive.
Thank you. Now, next below are a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it is removed from a property. First, answer if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with each. The first one is underground water shortage.
I don't know nothing about that.
Not familiar or just somewhat?
Not familiar.
Thank you. The Floridan aquifer?
What?
The Floridan aquifer?
Now, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Okay, that's fine. Purified water. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
No, I don't really know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's fine. Recycled water.
What about it?
Do you find that very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Not.
Not familiar. Federal government safety standards.
What?
Federal government safety standards.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
It is about the handling used water once it is removed from a property.
Well, I don't know anything about that because I don't have any water on my property.
So how should I record it? Not familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And clean water?
What about it?
Do you find that very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar? About the handling of water, used water once it is removed from a property?
Well, I'm not familiar with it. We don't remove it.
That's fine. And the next one is National Drinking Water Standards. Do you find that very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
I don't know. I don't really know what you're talking about.
That's fine. And what about used water?
What about it?
Do you find that term very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Not familiar, I guess.
That's fine. Second, answer if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Underground water shortage.
I don't know about that.
We just want to know if you find that phrase very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
I don't even think about it.
That's fine. The Floridan Aquifer.
I'm not really familiar what's going on here.
Purified water?
What about it?
Is your reaction to that phrase very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive, I guess.
And is it very positive or just somewhat?
Somewhat, I guess. I don't really think about it.
That's fine. Recycled water.
I don't know what that means.
Does that phrase sound very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Say it again.
Is your reaction to recycled water a phrase that is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Probably somewhat positive.
Thank you.
Because I really don't know.
Thank you. Now, federal government safety standards. Do you find that phrase very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Say it again.
Federal government safety standards.
Sounds good to me.
Is that very positive or just somewhat?
Somewhat, probably.
Thank you. What about clean water? Is your reaction to that phrase very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I don't know. This is something I don't think about.
Okay, that's fine. National Drinking Water Standards. Is your reaction to that phrase very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I guess positive. I don't know.
Very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, have you heard or read anything about the JEA's program to reclaim and purify used water? The project is called H2.0.
No, haven't heard about it.
Okay, thank you. Now, here is some further information about the new JEA's water purification process. Why H2.0? JEA is building new facilities to purify and recycle water. Used water from assistance for three reasons. One, because the state and federal government regulations are getting stricter or setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Second, because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. And three, because the purified water returned to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customers' needs for a sufficient supply of clean, pure drinking water. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification process?
Yeah, I support it.
Thank you. Now, the H2.0 process, here's how the cycle of water for homes will work under H2.0. The drinking water provided in the Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by JEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Once the water leaves the home and as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner than even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. And this purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again from treatment and household use. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project?
I think I would support it. It sounds good to me.
Thank you very much. And what do you like most or sounds best about the JEA's H2.0 program?
I don't know. I'm okay with it.
Okay. Something that you would like to point out about the process or the program?
No, I don't know that much about it.
Okay, thank you. And what do you dislike most or sounds bad about the JEA's H2.0 program?
Well, I don't think I really understand it, so I like it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And now, following up, we're almost done, but we still have a few more questions to go. And now, following up, opponents of this H2.0 program proposed by the JEA may say the following. This so-called toilet-to-tap program is expensive for consumers and unnecessary since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and released in the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed. And another one is that messing with nature's process of rainwater recharging the underground aquifer is not only not needed but risky and only being done to support developers fueling population growth. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project or H2.0?
I don't know. It don't sound exactly good to me. But I'm not that sure about that.
If you had to choose between support and oppose, what would you say?
I probably would say support.
Support. Thank you. Now, in response to opponents labeling the H2.0 project as toilet-to-tap, supporters say this term is both misleading and purposely inflammatory since the full process takes toilet water along with all other used water sources coming out of a home and puts it through 5 purification testing and certification stages to meet new government standards. Then this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer where, after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as tap water to households. Hearing this, which side do you agree with? Supporters who say this label is misleading and wrong because the H2.0 project is safe, or opponents who say this toilet-to-tap program should be stopped?
I don't know what to say about it.
Okay, that's fine. Lastly, here is a short list of statements about the JEA's H2.0 project. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one is, new state government regulations required that any used water put into the St. John's River must meet higher standards than the created water put there today. Through H2.0, JEA is ensuring it meets these standards that will protect the river's health. Do you find that very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I think it sounds somewhat positive.
Thank you. The next one is, well, JEA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less. This is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of water, fresh water available from the underground aquifer. H2.0's purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. Do you find that very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I don't know. I really don't understand what it's talking about.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is putting JEA's H2.0 plan into action ensures Florida, Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come. Do you find that?
Good to me.
Uh-huh. And how should I record it? As very positive or just somewhat?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. The next one is, while they are using a proven method for purifying used water, JEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process.
I don't know how to answer that.
We just want to know if you find that statement very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
Maybe somewhat positive, but I'm not sure.
Thank you. That's fine. As part of the H2.0 plan, JEA will build a purification facility open to the public for tours telling the story of how the full water recycling and purification system works. Do you find that very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I'm going to have to say negative because I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is, this H2.0 project involves state-of-the-art high-tech scientific processes for purifying water to make it safe and clean. Do you find that? Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good. I don't know.
Should I record it as very positive or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Under H2.0, purified used water returned to the underground aquifer is more pure than and cleaner than when it first came out of the aquifer. Do you find that very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
It sounds positive. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Is it very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Now, given the new stricter government standards for used water discharge and North Florida's growing needs for more clean, safe drinking water, JEA customers would end up paying more in the future if the JEA did not implement the H2.0 program because they would have to find more expensive ways to solve these challenges.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to answer to that.
We just want to know if you find that statement very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
I'm going to say somewhat positive because I really don't know.
Thank you. Then, since regional economic development and job growth depends on water, having a reliable, sustainable supply of fresh, clean water will give Jacksonville a competitive edge to attract and grow jobs in the future.
Sounds positive to me.
Very or just somewhat?
Well, somewhat, I guess.
Somewhat. Thank you. And finally, throughout the H2.0 process, there is continual testing of the water to make sure water returned to the aquifer meets purified water standards. Do you find that very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I think it's positive.
Very or just somewhat?
Somewhat, because I really don't know.
That's fine. Lastly, given you have learned about the JEA's H2.0 program, do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
I support it.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Well, I'm going to say somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, just the last few questions are for classification purposes. May I ask your gender?
Female.
Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
Over.
Oh, thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
African American. I mean, I don't know. I'm white.
Okay. We just need to record the classification, so that's why we ask if you consider yourself African American or Black.
I guess African American because I'm not Black.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in your current home? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
More than 30.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I'm buying it.
So do you own it or rent it?
I own it.
Okay, thank you. And what was the last grade you completed in school? 0 to 11th grade, high school, business?
I finished high school.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So we thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.